Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Morning Mash right here on Jaybird Watching. And welcome to, you know, what is almost the off season. We got one last week of the Toronto Blue Jays season here. Three home games and a few away as the Blue Jays wrap up the rest of their season. So how did they do over the weekend? It wasn't too bad, but it was one of those same things as they split those series with the Tampa Bay Rays, which is better than they had been. A win Saturday, 5-2, and then yesterday, Ryan Borucki puts on a stellar performance, but the Blue Jays' offense and bullpen kind of comes up a little bit short in their efforts to take the series away from the Tampa Bay Rays, who are pretty much one game away from being mathematically eliminated from the wild card at this point. So Blue Jays putting a little damper on some of their playoff hopes as the Tampa Bay Rays sit at 87-68. So the magic number for baseball to get into the playoffs usually is in the 92-95 ballpark. And at the moment, the Rays just outside that ballpark here, with the Blue Jays also sitting at 71-85. Their chances of getting to 500 have evaporated, and that was one of my hopeful goals for the Blue Jays to get to. But they have made things interesting over the last month of the season here. These youngsters are not hitting their stride yet, but they're getting close and giving us that little glimpse of what could be going on to next season. So what happened yesterday? Ryan Borucki, as I mentioned, was nothing short of magnificent as he picks up his fifth loss, unfortunately. Seven innings of work, allowing just two earned runs on three hits. So the three hits also, we got a nice stat for you on that one. So four walks on this one while striking out seven. His season ERA and probably his final start, or maybe one more here, 3.76 ERA for Borucki in his major league debut here, which has been very, very spectacular, as we had mentioned. If you're wondering how spectacular, Ryan Borucki is made some history-ish kind of yesterday as he pitches another quality start with less than four hits. Now, that is his fourth straight one, and the people that occupy the list that he ties with that four quality starts with less than four hits is slightly ridiculous. Roger Clemens and Juan Guzman are actually the main highlights on that list, and it's good company for Borucki to be in, especially at this point in his career, being so young and so talented at the same time. So, on offense, Kevin Pillar and Danny Jansen. And Richard Urania actually had a pair of hits each. Unfortunately, the Blue Jays only had eight in total, and they accounted for six of those hits. So the Blue Jays didn't quite have enough offense to be able to really get into this one. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. picking up one of those RBIs on a ground out that scores Danny Jansen. And Alesmes Diaz also getting a line drive signal to score Richard Urania in the eighth inning. So all the Blue Jays runs coming in the eighth inning. Not quite enough offense, especially once Sergio Romo actually comes out and looked like Sergio Romo, and unlike the other night. So Joe Biagini gives up a run in his two-thirds of an inning of work, and as does Jose Fernandez, who had been looking really sharp up to this point. Allows two earned runs as Biagini and Fernandez allow a home run each. David Polino also gets in an inning of work looking very sharp as well. Full inning of work from him with nothing to show for it for the Rays, as he is perfect through that inning. His ERA currently sitting at 1.93. So what's next for the Toronto Blue Jays here? They will be hosting the Houston Astros as Marco Estrada takes on Dallas Keuchel. This will also be the homecoming for Roberto Osuna. The question is how good of a reception is he going to get? I would hope he gets a decent one, but obviously with the allegations and all the other legal fun that he's been going for, it could be a mixed batch from Blue Jays fans as he comes out of the bullpen. He has been doing very well for the Houston Astros since that game is tonight at the Rogers Center at 7 o'clock. So, Blue Jays fans, don't miss out on this young team. This is your last chance to get the what your future glimpse, this is your crystal ball moment. What's going on here? You could really get excited for this offseason. I was just on the South of Six podcast last night. We were talking about just as much. I would imagine if that's not out today, it will be out soon. But the Blue Jays have this wonderful collection of talent that is already starting to show. And this is also centralized around my last article that I released yesterday for southofthesix.com. You're kind of witnessing the birth of an era here, and I couldn't help but have this epiphany moment when the Blue Jays came back and won Thursday evening when they were down by six runs to start the ninth inning. And they ended up coming back and scoring seven runs in the ninth inning. And this was led by the youngsters. It was kicked off with Dwight Smith Jr., and then it just doubled. And it's continued to, you know, downfall for the Tampa Bay Rays last Thursday. But the Blue Jays youngsters completely helping that comeback. And in the midst of that, it just couldn't help but notice this is something significant as far as what could be going on for next season. I will give you that I don't really think the Blue Jays are going to be a full-on competitor until 2020. But there is this wonderful idea that if everything comes together, like it has shown a little bit at the end of this season, 2019 could be rather exciting, and it could be completely different than this season. The youngsters are rather raw, but if something hits, this could be the same story as the 2017 Yankees or the 2018 Oakland A's, who are currently running into the playoffs. But we'll see. It's just one of those moments that felt good, and I really think everybody should be taking notice watching Danny Jansen, Ronnie Brocky, and all these other guys as far as their things are concerned. They've been really, really good. So check that out on the South of the Six podcast. Check out my latest article on South of the Six. Also, got to highlight that we're going to have some fun going into the offseason here. We're actually going to kick it off a little bit early. We'll probably even have it up for you tomorrow morning. I will be interviewing Zach Helton of the Bluefield Blue Jays announcing radio team, and we're looking forward to talking Bluefield Blue Jays baseball and some of the youngsters. We're going to start trying to do this as every level as we go through the minor league system, just to get somebody that has firsthand knowledge of each minor league team as we kind of do a season wrap-up for you, and as, you know, general shenanigans as well. Zach is a heck of a guy, and it's going to be a fun chat for me this evening to be able to talk with him about all things Blue Jays youngsters. So make sure you tune in for that tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon once I get the audio in, and we'll talk that. There will be also a coinciding article this week for that same interview and whatnot for wrapping up the Bluefield Blue Jays season. And you will be very impressed, I hope, because they had a hell of a season with these youngsters that were fresh out of the 2018 draft. Sorry. Also, don't forget to hit those subscribe buttons so you can make sure that once we are not having these wonderful Morning Mash episodes every morning, that you will be able to get notifications and whatnot about the, you know, random maybe two days a week shows that we're going to be doing once the off season hits. And then once the regular season comes back and spring training and whatnot, we have more daily news, the weekday show, the Morning Mash will be back. So also hit up seatgiant.ca for football tickets, hockey tickets, whatever you need. And get a nice little discount from us here at Jaybird Watching with the promo code Jaybird. And we'll be, you know, nice little money in your pocket for everything. So until we get back here tomorrow with hopefully a Blue Jays win against the Astros, but we'll see as some of these, you know, things boiled down here in the Toronto Blue Jays last week before the Major League Baseball playoffs start. And the Blue Jays are obviously, unfortunately, on the wrong side of that equation. So anyways, tune in here and at South of the Six for all your Blue Jays and Toronto sports needs, and we will catch you soon. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter at BirdwatchingGC and join the conversation. We're even going to have some fan shows here on the off-season stuff. So good to go. Talk to you soon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.